USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The people of Chicago, Illinois have spoken, and Mayor Lori Lightfoot will no longer lead the Windy City. Some of her concession speech last night, the Democrat mayor.
It spoke directly to young people of color who look like me and to every kid who felt like I did when I grew up. And I'm going to do that again tonight. I told you back then that anything is possible with hard work. And I want you to know that no matter what happens along the way, you should always believe that, because it's true.
Since no one candidate got 50% of the vote, voters will return to the polls for a runoff between the top two vote-getters on April 4th. Paul Vallis and Brandon Johnson will face off in the April mayoral runoff election. The first hearing held by the House China Select Committee on Tuesday night was disrupted by protesters holding signs reading, "China is not our enemy and stop Asian hate." Two protesters affiliated with the anti-war group Code Pink interrupted former National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster during his opening remarks. McMaster continued by suggesting that the protesters may be a result of Chinese propaganda after they were escorted out and continued to scream and shout. President Biden is warning Republicans to keep their hands off social programs like Obamacare.
President Biden says Republicans are still trying to cut health care for millions of Americans as part of their debt ceiling negotiations.
The Affordable Care Act would mean that more than 100 million Americans with pre-existing conditions would lose the critical protections they have now.
Speaking in Virginia Beach, Virginia, Biden said Republicans making demands to cut the federal budget in order to raise the debt ceiling are playing politics with the nation's economy and the lives of Americans. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Remember customer service? Yeah, it's almost a lost art. Almost, because actually MediShare is nailing it when it comes to caring for their members. No wonder MediShare gets double the satisfaction rating compared to health insurance. Imagine, you get to talk to actual people, and they're for you.
Well, we're all here for the same thing. We want what's best for the members.
How am I going to help this member today that has come across my desk? How am I going to make sure that what they need is what they get, and as fast as possible?
So, yeah, you'll love the savings with MediShare. There's no doubt about that. But the way you're treated is just plain refreshing.
To be able to pray with them before actually disconnecting that call, you just get goosebumps. And you know it's God, you know, just leading you to that person.
So you can save a lot, but as always, it's people who make the difference. Call now. They are great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
FBI Director Christopher Wray said that the Bureau believes COVID-19 most likely originated in a Chinese government-controlled lab. And with China blocking independent inspectors, the controversy rages on over the possible origin of COVID-19.
Baylor University infectious disease expert Dr. Peter Hotez is not swayed by a new Energy Department report.
I've not seen any evidence for a lab leak so far. It doesn't mean it's not impossible. I just think it's much less likely.
And even the Energy Department says it has low confidence in its own report. As for a more likely cause of COVID,
the overwhelming opinion from the scientific community and published data shows that the wet markets were the origin.
The wet market being the place where live animals are bought and sold in Wuhan, China. Dr. Hotez says it's important we do figure out where COVID first came from so we can better prepare for the next outbreak. I'm Richard Johnson.
Twitter now wants to crack down on violent speech and is rolling out new policies and bans to moderate that.
The social media giant's new violent speech policy says that users cannot threaten, incite, glorify, or express desire for violence or harm while using the app. Twitter said most cases would result in a permanent suspension, but less severe ones may just be temporary. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Thanks for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.